Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Of course, a native son of the great city of Cleveland, Ohio. Vince, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. It's good to be with you. What an amazing week this is. Masters week never disappoints. It signals a lot here where I live in Georgia, and that's the coming of spring. You know, everything's in bloom, and the course looks beautiful. And it's going to be a very different course than it was 5 months ago when Dustin Johnson won. So this is more like the Masters at Augusta National that we see each and every year. So it is a fun time. It's great. And it is underway. We're going, man.
We're all talking about normalcy. I know that we had a fall Masters. This is at the time it's supposed to. You just said what it represents. How does it feel with the weather, with the changing, and for all the golfers as well, not just the folks in this state and around Georgia as well there, Vince?
Well, I'm really proud of golf. I cover PGA Tour champions mostly, but I'm proud of the fact that they were the leaders in getting people back to normalcy and making sure that, you know, golf, while it slowed down, and we did have a respite after the players a year ago, that they did come back. And we have limited crowds, and they're making sure that they're taking all the precautions, and the player testing has been amazing, and the media testing has been amazing too, I might add. I've taken my share. So I think they've done a remarkable job in making sure that they come back, and it's relatively unchanged. You know, it's tough not to play with a gallery that's behind you and have that kind of excitement. But, you know, golf has been a leader in getting back to giving people something. And I think early on, that's what we had. We had golf, you know, to kind of get us through as sports fans. And when you talk about the Masters being played now, yeah, there is a sense of normalcy. It's April. It's Augusta. And I think this is going to set up as a good week to help us all reset.
Vince Cellini joining us. I want to get to the serious matter right now, which is
what I ate for Easter? Is that what
you're saying? I want to ask, because Steve Politi of the Star Ledger, he writes these columns every year. He did one on the Cracker Barrel. This year, he's doing one on eating nothing but pimento cheese sandwiches for 24 hours. Have you had the famed sandwich, and is it as bad as he says it is?
What, the pimento cheese sandwich?
Yeah.
No, I think it's great. You'll never have me say a discouraging word about anything that takes place at Augusta National. It is the most remarkable. Have you guys been to the press room there, that building?
No.
It's a remarkable place because it's not that old. And when I got there, it looked like it had been there since the beginning of the Masters. All the trees looked like they had aged the proper way. The walkway looked, it's remarkable. You go in there, anything you'd like all day, tremendous meals being served in this unreal press room. And at the end of the day, you guys would love this. At the end of the day, once you file, you can go out on the terrace and you can have beer there. They serve beer.
Well, that sounds beautiful.
That sounds
you
gotta
nice. Be able to have that.
It's on tap. So you can go out and have a nice cold one after you filed your story. You just sit around and chat.
I would just make stuff up so I can go out and drink.
Absolutely.
Not sure what happened today at Augusta National, but this is really cold beer.
Will we see the course's revenge this year? 5 months ago, they tore it up, and we know there were plenty of reasons behind it, and the weather, and the soft it was. We're hearing it's going to be way more firm this year, 20 under. That should not be in jeopardy.
No.
Like we saw.
No, I don't think so, and I think you're exactly right. Guys have been out there and practicing and saying that this is how the Masters really is played each and every year. So November conditions made for softer greens. I think you'll see real Masters greens this year. You'll see a faster, firmer course, and that's going to mean that second shot, which was a little, I don't want to say easier, but maybe a little more able to handle in the fall will not be the case this year. You're going to have to be really accurate, and I think it'll be much more penal than it was back in November. This is going to be a real Masters, and I'm with you. I think, you know, we could see half that. Some are saying we could see a single-digit under par winner this year. I don't know about that because the guys are so good, but it will definitely be tougher. It will look like your father's Masters.
Mm. Vince Cellini joining us on the show. So the first story that I read this week when it came to the Masters was the lack there of Tiger Woods. So it'll be the first one about some of the players that I'll ask you, and then we'll get on to, you know, okay, Brooks Koepka and DeChambeau. Is there, I guess, the same feeling of surrealness or whatever it might be that Tiger Woods isn't there?
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, I traveled to Tucson and that week when Tiger was leaving the Genesis and driving and got in his accident. So that was really all anybody was talking about and PGA Tour Champions where I was and where everyone has talked about since. It's too bad because I think beyond golf, you just wonder. I just hope that he has a normal life after this. I mean, these are severe injuries, and I know with today's medical treatment, you know, we can do great things. But listen, anytime he's in the mix, and I don't know if people are Tiger Woods fans or not. You know, you like him, you don't like him. The fact that he's present there, and the fact that he has influenced this wave of young players, means that he is as important to the game as anyone. And so not having him there is certainly a great loss. But I think beyond that, I don't want to talk about just golf. I just hope that he's okay and he will get back and we will see him in some capacity. But I know that's going to be a long, long haul. But no question, when you win five Masters, you're certainly missed in Augusta.
Vince Cellini with us on the hotline. We know that the golf homers will always say the sport is in great shape. The Steve Sands of the world. But Vince Cellini, is the game in great shape right now? It does seem like, even without Tiger, there are a bunch of guys that compete at a really high level.
Well, that's why it's getting tougher and tougher. You know, I've had people ask me all week on Twitter when I'm out, you know, who do you like this week? Who do you like? Well, you know, think about it. You're an 88-player field, and you're asking me to pick one guy out of this field when so many of them are capable of coming in and winning. And I think that's really the thing, Anthony. I think that since I've covered golf, I can't remember this number of players being able to come in and go, yeah, I can win this. I can win this. And this group of guys who are certainly capable of coming in and winning any PGA Tour event each and every week. They're so, so talented. And you've got guys not only who have their major championships, but guys who are knocking on the door now, like Colin Morikawa. Okay, yes, but I'm sorry, not him. But you got John Rahm or somebody like that who's coming in to try to win their major championship right now. So pushing the guys who are the favorites along the way each and every week. So I think it's really remarkable. And that's a Tiger effect too. You know, Tiger came in and said, I can win right away. And now these players come in and that's who they model their game after. They're going to win right now. But they're so, so good. You ask me if the game's in good shape. I'm not crazy about trying to hit it off the planet, you know, hit it as far as you can. And I think you can get away with that to a certain extent at Augusta off the tee. But then it's going to be that second shot and trying to score. So I think it depends on the course. And DeChambeau is a great example of that, who last year came in and I think called it a par 68 to him. Mm-hmm. And he ends up, what, T34? And he finished behind Bernhard Langer. Shout out to Bernhard Langer, by the way. 63 years old, back in the Masters, two-time winner, made the cut last year. My guy from PGA Tour champion.
The thing he does, Lima will tell you, I love him because the thing he does, like when he finishes his tee off, like there was always this wraparound, and then the great big, he's got the pendulum putter. I love Bernhard Langer. You wouldn't believe that, Vince, but I actually do. I wanted to ask you. Oh, I swear to God I do. Oh, yeah.
What's not to love? I will tell you, the guy's an amazing worker. He looks exactly the same body-wise as the day I met him. And he goes out there, here's what he does. And this is why Learning Center on PGA Tour Champions, which I host, I'm not going to do a shameless plug, but here's where the lessons these guys give each and every week help out, because they're not DeChambeau. They're not Rory McIlroy. These guys are still trying to figure it out at their age because their game has changed. And Langer, you know, he's playing with DeChambeau and Rory the last 2 days last year. And he's hitting, what, 4 iron in while they're hitting 9? But he's still figuring it out. He's still finding a way to make sure that he can score and be competitive. And that's exactly what he does. And let me tell you something. Hitting those clubs into Augusta National, into Masters Greens, and trying to hold them and hit them in the right place is not easy. Plus, a lot of people don't know, he did not have a double bogey all tournament last year. That's incredible for a guy age 63 and to finish T29. He finished ahead of DeChambeau. And that's one of the great top 30s in major championship history.
Well, I was excited to talk about Angel Cabrera as my D-flight player, and apparently he's in prison.
I'm not going there.
Vince Chalea joining us. We want to get to some football while we have you on, because obviously you covered some historic Browns teams. You were here as a big fan, lifelong fan, Collinwood born and raised, and all that. What did you make of the season the Cleveland Browns just had and the trajectory of this team, knowing how good they finished the season last year?
You know, I think it was so exciting, because if you're a generational Browns fan, which I am, you know, my dad was a Browns fan, I am, my sons, and when you watched really how horrific, you watched the lowest of the low and how bad it had gotten, all you want as a fan, and I think as a franchise, is you want hope. And the one thing that they provided with turning this thing around and getting there and the Kansas City game is hope. And the fact that you can play with people and you can win a playoff game. Winning a playoff game? They want a playoff game. That's miles from where they were. I think obviously they're trending in the right direction. I think Stefanski's a serious man. I think he's serious in his approach. I think he got a little conservative in the Kansas City game. There's the fan in me coming out. But what a tremendous step they've taken. And to bolster themselves through free agency now defensively, this is what they need. Their secondary really was just – I don't know how they won some of those games with the secondary the way it was. But it's exciting. You guys know that the schedule will be a lot tougher. But I just – the thing that bothers me is that the national media, and I say this on Twitter, they just love to kill Mayfield. They just will not give this guy a break, no matter what he does. I mean, do you find that, or is it me? Is that the fan?
I think it's easy. Going back to, we had John Allrand on yesterday, and it all falls into place now, Vince, where he said the networks love Cleveland. They know that the fan base is rabid. They guarantee that there will be eyes on a Browns game, so it's guaranteed ratings for them. And I think a lot of national hosts, where they don't have an iron in the fire, they don't care. They could say anything they want, and they know they're going to get reaction from Browns fans. I think that if anybody were to rip a lot of other cities' quarterback, they don't care as much and they don't get as much push. But I think it's become kind of the playbook. You say something about Baker Mayfield, you're going to get a lot of people saying something back to you, and I think that's what they do. It's slim pick, it's easy pickings, and it's probably not the right thing to do, but that's what a lot of them do.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, he has a tremendous constitution to be able to take that and continue to be a quarterback to the level that he is. And I just wish people will remember, and you guys know and live through it, how horrible this team was until he takes over for an injured Taylor and turns what, in my opinion, flips everything that night. Everything flips, and everything looks like, whoa, what just happened here? And he's continued to do that. And he doesn't have – people look at his stats and they go, oh, man, Mayfield only did this. He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to be that guy. He's got a great run. He has great running backs. You don't have to be that guy. My question is, what do you guys – what's your inside opinion? I don't know. I'm not asking you to rip a guy or praise a guy. But with without Beckham last year, was that impactful?
In terms of what?
In terms of where they went, in terms of distribution of the ball, in terms of how Mayfield played.
Well, Lima, you were going to answer something. Did you want to answer?
Yeah, all I was going to say, I don't think the offense taking off halfway through, also coinciding with Odell being out, I actually think it had more to do with just they needed that time. They needed the time. They had the bad weather games, and after that, they got familiar with the system, and I think Stefanski figured out what Baker really does well right now, and they really did a good job. I don't want to make it seem like they schemed everything for Baker, but I look at it as huge positive to have Odell coming back this year and now they all will build that chemistry and that familiarity a little bit.
Okay, are we going to – but my only thing is this, and this is where I become the old man, get off my lawn. You've got to stop how many balls are thrown his way, how many times he's been targeted today, how many during the course of the game. It doesn't matter. I don't care if you have one catch or 10. You just have to win. And if it's not your day to have that, it's not. But then again, I'm a guy who's blocked on Twitter by Odell Beckham Jr. So
what? What'd you say? What?
He blocked me on Twitter.
What did you say?
I don't know. I didn't say anything crazy. You've never seen me swear on Twitter or do anything outrageous. Nothing. I probably said something about some drops or, you know, let's go or run a better route or something like that. I don't know. Something, you know, like in that vein. Next thing I know, I'm blocked. I'm like, wow.
That would be your brother Nick who would do most of that. You don't have to worry about it.
Which I think is fun. It just cracks me up because I'm like, what? Okay, whatever.
Vince, I wish we didn't have to go. We do. I can't because you gave me something I want to talk about next, actually, when it comes to OBJ. I'm going to have to admit something when we come back. Vince, I thank you so much for the time. Follow him on Twitter, @Vince_Cellini. We got to talk to you again very, very soon. We can't go this long. Take care, my friend.
Yeah, give me a holler. Thank you, Ken and Anthony. I really appreciate it. I had a lot of fun.
Will do.
Stay in touch.
Thank you very much. Vince Cellini joining us on the show on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.